Right after Trump won, a cousin offered to send me some anti-Hillary literature that she thought I'd find convincing. I responded that if Hillary had won, she and I would be safe. But Trump's victory emboldened those who would be perfectly happy exercising what Trump euphemistically called their Second Amendment rights, getting rid of people who don't fit their racial and religious criteria. They were already on the streets. That left neither of us safe. Nor is the problem just what some of his supporters believe and do. His campaign and rhetoric were about who should not be here. He continually appeals to his most extreme supporters, people who barely conceal their admiration for Hitler. Many of us have been talking about how polarized our politics have become. Polarized politics is dangerous because it is a predicate for autocracy. If people become convinced that they can't live with the other side's victory, that life is too dangerous, democracy becomes unsustainable. When a live and let live attitude is gone, democracy can't be trusted. Trump can't be trusted. Trump stands for exactly the kind of politics that makes democracy feel more dangerous than valuable. During the campaign, he told his supporters to express their, quote, Second Amendment rights at the polls, sending chills down the spines of loyal Americans. When neo-fascists showed up to demonstrate in Charlottesville, fully armed to sow fear and intimidation, and one of their sympathizers murdered a peaceful and unarmed woman in the crowd, Trump blamed their opponents for the carnage. To Trump and his white supremacist supporters, evil is racial, Hispanic, immigrant, Puerto Rican, or Muslim, black, Jews, minorities, and women. When he tried to export his racist friends to the Brits, they told him to stay out of Britain. Bless the Brits. They get what this country used to stand for. We are, quote, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Close quote. Liberty and democracy are indivisible. They are and must be for all. A descent into racism, Nazi or otherwise, would not make America great again. It would destroy our country. One of the things I found fascinating in the papers of the UN Commission on Human Rights, which produced the UN Declaration of Human Rights, was that human rights was not an American idea foisted on the world. Hatred of the Nazis came from across the globe, all continents, all its peoples. What they saw, regardless of economic or political system or religious or ethnic heritage, was that the Nazis were a threat to everyone. All countries worked with the single-minded goal that there should be no more Hitlers, no more Nazi control of any country. The world had defeated the Nazis, and they weren't about to have to do it again. Trump doesn't get or care that democracy depends on our agreement that all Americans are legitimate Americans. All Americans need to be respected and cared about, and all Americans need to feel safe here. Or he is wielding the demonization of some of us precisely to end self-government. When I was a kid, there was a radio program that some of you will remember. Its tagline, voiced by actor Frank Reddick Jr., was, quote, "What evil lurks in the hearts of men, the shadow knows." I make no claim to knowing what evil does or doesn't lurk in the heart of Trump. But threatening America from the inside, he is the biggest threat to the survival of America since our Civil War.